In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the first Saturday of the month, and this month of July is, as you already know, dedicated to the precious blood of our Lord. So I would like in my homily to lay out the relationship between the precious blood of our Lord and the mystery of Fatima, Our Lady's revelation at Fatima, specifically the preparation of this beautiful grace-filled message by the preparation given by the angel who just 1 year before Our Lady came prepared the shepherds with a special act of reparation. A reparation that is a beautiful prayer that we normally do, we normally repeat, especially during this first Saturday's devotion. We have an account in Sister Lucia's memoir about this apparition. The angel of Portugal came and he was holding a chalice in his hands with a host above it, from which some drops of blood were falling into the sacred vessel. Leaving the chalice and host suspended in the air, the angel prostrated on the ground and thrice repeated this prayer, the prayer that we do know: O most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, and so on. And then we come to the reference to make reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which Jesus himself is offended, and by the infinite merits of his most sacred heart and those of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of thee the conversion of all sinners. This is the prayer, and it is important to remind that prayer was taught while the host and the chalice were in the air and drops of blood were falling into the chalice. Then Sister Lucia says, after having reported this prayer, then rising, he once more, the angel, took the chalice and the host in his hands. He gave the host to me, Lucia, and to Jacinta and Francisco. He gave the contents of the chalice to drink, the precious blood, saying as he did so, take and eat the body and drink the blood of Jesus Christ, horribly outraged by ungrateful men. Make reparation for their crimes and console your God. So this is a specific mission entrusted to the three little shepherds, and this mission of reparation was preparing, in fact, the mission, the ministry that the three little shepherds would have received sometime later, directly by our Blessed Mother Mary, who said, offer whatever you can, a sacrifice. Make everything into a sacrifice in order to repair all sins committed against Jesus and against my Immaculate Heart. What I want to highlight is the centrality of the precious blood of our Lord in the mystery of Fatima, the presence of this mystery preparing Our Lady's message. And this is truly important because now we have to reflect more about the centrality of the precious blood of our Lord in our spiritual life and in the doctrine, in the Christian doctrine. in order to see this beautiful link between the precious blood and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let's start with the first letter of Saint Peter. This is the main biblical reference to the centrality of the precious blood of our Lord. First letter of Peter, which reads, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as gold or silver, from your vain conversation of the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb unspotted and undefiled, foreknown indeed before the foundation of the world, but manifested in the last times for you." This is the first letter of Saint Peter. We were redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. The blood in the Holy Scripture plays a very important role. The blood is, naturally speaking, a symbol of life. Blood cannot be shed, otherwise it is an outrage, since blood symbolizes the life of man. That's why the Bible is always stressing the fact that the life of man is precious, of course, and no one can shed one's blood. But on the other hand, we understand that ritually speaking, the blood is very important and can be, in fact, shed. This was already the case for the animals offered in sacrifice to God, whose blood was able to purify the people who offered on their own behalf an animal to implore God's forgiveness. We understand also that the main covenant with God was sealed by the sprinkling of the precious, of the blood of the sacrificed lamb. This was only to prepare the mission of Jesus' precious blood. So Jesus gave us his blood for our own salvation. Biblically speaking, the shedding of blood signifies the death. And the death of our Lord is a sacrifice of redemption. It is by his death that we have been redeemed. So the sacrifice was poured out for us in order to rescue us. By dying, Jesus gave us life. So ritually speaking, we see this beautiful relationship between the death of our Lord and our life. He died in order to give us life by his precious blood. And we read in the letter to the Hebrews that Christ's sacrificial blood speaks a better word than the blood of Abel, which was unable to effect reconciliation. The blood of Christ is the fulfillment of these sacrifices already offered in the Old Testament. So the blood is the means of our salvation, and we can also say the blood of our Lord is the price paid in order to save us, is the price of our salvation. Keep in mind this concept, the blood as the price paid for us, to rescue us. And then we come to see the intimate relationship between the blood of our Lord and the heart of the Immaculate Virgin Mary. Why? The true presence of our Lord is the same Jesus who, in the hypostatic union of true God and true man, assumed from his Immaculate Mother, His own flesh and blood. The presence, the Eucharistic presence of our Lord with His body, blood, soul, and divinity is that presence of the only Jesus who is true God and true man. Of that Jesus who was made man in Our Lady's womb. What does it mean? It is an article of faith that the Blessed Virgin Mary gave to the Son of God, that most pure and precious blood, which the Holy Ghost drew from her virginal veins as from the original source of man's redemption. The blood was drawn from Our Lady's veins. And then we can make a reference to a great English author, Father William Faber, the founder of the London Oratory, who has written a beautiful book about the precious blood. The title is The Precious Blood or The Price of Our Salvation. You can easily find also a Kindle edition online. Father Faber, interestingly, says, I quote, "The precious blood was assumed directly to our Blessed Lord's divine person from His Immaculate Mother. It was not taken merely to His body, so that His body was directly assumed to the person of the Word, and His blood only indirectly and mediately as part of His body." This is the main concept of Father Faber. The blood of our Lord, which was the predetermined price of our redemption, rested directly and immediately on the divine person, and thus entered into the very highest and most unspeakable degree of the hypostatic union. If we may speak of degrees in such an adorably simple mystery. So it was not merely a concomitant of the flesh, an inseparable accident of the body. The blood itself, as blood, was assumed directly by the second person of the Holy Trinity. This is the main point that Father Faber explains in order to draw now a Marian consequence from this. So the blood was assumed by our Lord in His incarnation, not through His body, but directly, because the blood is the vehicle of life. The blood is the life of the person. So His human life is the blood He took from Our Lady, and He took it directly, without any mediation. What does it mean in terms of Marian devotion? Father Faber continues, "It came also from Mary's blood. Mary's blood was the material out of which the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Most Holy Trinity, the artificer of the sacred humanity, fashioned the blood of Jesus. Moreover," always Father Faber, "there is some portion of the precious blood which once was Mary's blood and which remains still in our Blessed Lord. At this moment in heaven, He retains something which once was His mother's." Already here we receive glimpses of understanding why souls may attain salvation via devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The reason is, in Father Faber's words, The precious blood is the fountain of the plenitude of all graces in Mary, but it is also the source of her power to help us. She has become mediatrix of all graces by the power of the precious blood of Christ. She gave to Jesus her blood. Jesus took it directly from her womb, but some particle, so to speak, of that blood which is in Jesus remained in her. For this relationship of mother and son and mother. The precious blood of Christ is, of course, is precious because it is the blood of God, the blood of our Redeemer. But since it was taken from Our Lady remains, in fact, the fountain of this precious gift, the price of our salvation. So, in the words of Father Faber, the salvation of mankind is only possible through the Church. We know there is no salvation outside the Church, but the building up of the Church is far from happening without the precious blood of our Lord, the price of our salvation paid to rescue us. In order to have this price always available, we have to make recourse to its source, to Our Lady's intercession. She is the one who keeps this precious blood undefiled, despite all offenses, outrages of people. This is the reason Our Lady came at Fatima to ask three little shepherds for this important task, to make reparation for all sins committed against also the Holy Eucharist. So Our Lady is asking us to prepare, to collaborate with her in making reparation, and especially in understanding that salvation is possible through the blood of Christ. But that blood has to be received through the hands of our Blessed Mother Mary. So we make recourse to Our Lady. We can say, as there is a title under which Our Lady is also venerated, Our Lady of the Precious Blood. She who gave her blood to Jesus holds this price and ministers it to the souls. So the Immaculate Heart of Mary is the place, is that tabernacle where the precious body, blood, soul and divinity of Jesus is kept. The very first tabernacle is Our Lady's Immaculate Heart. This tabernacle is a reflection of her Immaculate Heart. So we have to tell Our Lady that we wish always to have this precious blood through her intercession. We remember Our Lady of the Precious Blood, of the sorrowful sheddings of the blood of Jesus, her Son, and the sorrowful shedding of her most bitter tears. She mingled, actually, her tears with Jesus' blood. Again, you see the relationship. Her tears become one with the blood of Christ, the blood of our salvation. We remember Our Lady of this important mystery, her tears mingled with Jesus' precious blood, so that she may always help us to have eternal salvation and to help other people to be missionaries of this adoration, reparation to all other people so that everyone can be saved through the precious blood of our Lord, the blood of the unspotted Lamb of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.